The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to John. It was the festival of the dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Today's message may be different from some that you're accustomed to. In part, it's because I'm not Episcopalian. I'm actually a Quaker from Amish country in Pennsylvania. And I feel like I just got married, actually. I'm also a Bible scholar with a theater background. So I look at the text, I look at the Bible very much like a director of a play would look at it, or an actor. I look at characters, I look at action. And in the passage that was read today in the book of Acts, the main character would be a very difficult part to play because she's dead most of the scene. Tabitha, who's also known as Dorcas, as a child, we loved this story because we got to hear the priest say Dorcas over and over. But Dorcas was famous for doing good works. She was a disciple. She was a Jewish disciple, as were all the disciples at first. And she did acts of charity. And there was a lot of need for charity back then. There were many orphans and widows. There wasn't the social services that we have today. So it was up to believers to look after people. And it was one of the big works of the early church to do these acts of charity. Then she gets sick and she dies. And there's this curious line here that says, "When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs." And as an actor, as a director, my big question is, who is they? Who would we have to cast for the part of they? Well, they probably were women. In fact, women have a lot of power in this story, although it's not quite obvious from initially looking at it. In this culture at this time, there were no funeral parlors or funeral directors. When somebody died, you had to take care of it yourself. And it was the other women, the other disciples, who took care of Dorcas. And traditionally, that meant cleansing her, stripping her of any jewelry, clothing, and then washing her body, and then drying her body, and wrapping it in a shroud. This very intimate act at, you know, the end of her life. So they were her friends, fellow disciples. And I wonder how many of those women were also recipients of her charity. We hear that they're widows later on, and they may very well have been some of her own disciples. And then they do something really curious. They hear that Peter is nearby. Peter's a big shot in the church, and perhaps they think, well, he should come and pay his respects. Dorcas was a wonderful woman, and maybe she wasn't a big fancy preacher, but he should pay some respects. So he was nearby, about 9 miles away was nearby. which would have been a several-hour walk to go and get him. So the women dispatched two men. Go get him. And when Peter comes, they put on an amazing show. They want him to understand how special Dorcas was. So they're weeping, I'm sure telling about her good deeds, and then they take out stuff. The tunics and the clothing that she made with the very hands they had just washed and dried earlier that day. And they put these things out to say, look how amazing she was. And I don't know if she was one of those people who sewed, who was very good with embroidery and was very fancy, or if they were just really practical, or both, but it must have been impressive. Showing her deeds, look what she had done. And Peter was impressed, so much so that he sent them all out of the room and he raised her from the dead, which doesn't happen every day. But I hear this story and I think of legacy, like what we leave behind. And I'm sure that wasn't Dorcas's intention as she was doing all these things, wondering, what are they gonna say about me when I'm gone? But often that's what we're known by, our deeds and the lives that we touched, the things that we did. And we live in a very interesting time of suffering in the world, of increased suffering. A lot of the work that I do is around climate change, in a very strange way too, because I'm not an environmentalist, but I'm very concerned about climate change as a human rights issue and a matter of suffering for the church to consider. Because as storms increase, as floods and droughts, so will human suffering. And I believe with that, so will the role of the church, of believers, to reach out and to care for people. You may have heard the story that just happened where the Pope went to the Isle of Lesbos, where there are lots of refugees, and he went to visit with them, and he brought back with him 12 refugees to Vatican City. Now, if I was on the staff at Vatican City, I'm sure I would always be wondering what or who the Pope's going to bring back on subsequent trips. And I think that this passage, you know, today we're celebrating baptisms, something I was also told in theater school, never share the stage with an animal or a child. They always upstage you. But baptism is an interesting thing because it is, in a way, a sign of death and rebirth, a sign that we're going to start a new life. So for these young children, they get to start over again and repent of all of their evil ways and start a new life. And I think it's often happens when we see a small child, we wonder, who will this child become? Who will she be? What will she do? And I think that's an obvious thing to do. And as we reflect on that with the baptisms and we think about Dorcas, I think that's a good question even to ask ourselves. Who am I? What have I done? Who am I becoming? And what will I do? What will be my legacy? What will be our legacy? Amen.